Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation every afternoon at this time. It is time for Krusty's Corner, and here he is, the Super Bowl winning scout, Broadus.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broadus.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Always appreciate you playing that. Can I ask you guys a quick question here?
Floor's yours, man.
Quick question. Give me what you would consider to be a win for Jadon Blue. Just give me, what do you think would be a win for him this season?
It would be no fumbles. Give me 600 yards from scrimmage, rushing and receiving. Give me 4 touchdowns.
Okay. Yeah, I think the fumbles thing, 100%. Proving that you are running back two.
Okay.
And then, I mean, like, the yardage, that sounds fine. I mean, what did you have, 250 rushing yards last year?
I'm not so much worried about the yards or the touches.
I think it's more so solidify
your role. We're not worried about the
production. I asked the question, Dawson, you want to answer it real quick? I mean, you have an answer for that?
I mean, earning the trust of the coaches.
Yeah.
If you wanted to talk about something outside of measured production.
Right.
Sure.
I think that's step one for him because I think he's got enough talent. He will make plays.
Yeah.
You know, I think around what Eric said would be great from a yardage and touchdowns.
I talked to Vach Lombardi about this morning on our show, and he said just be active 17 weeks.
Which I think
that's too low of a bar.
Like you need,
just
you need
to be active 17 weeks and do nothing. Like,
I don't know if it's do nothing, but it's just it's a start considering how he didn't do anything.
I think that's
last
just
year.
That's the lowest level of expectation. You can be active on the roster on game day. That's like the lowest level of expectation. But I think this offense needs somebody with his skill set. I'm trying, and we want this to be the best offense in the league. I want some production out of him, and that's not asking too much.
Yeah,
like 600 yards from scrimmage and a handful of touchdowns.
No.
All right, let me ask you then this, Eric, about that. What if I told you, and Zach, I've asked you this question because we've had a show this morning too. What if I was in the situation where he becomes the starter and you use Williams as that third down backup guy? Is there a chance that Jadon Blue could be a starter this year?
I don't see that. I'm bullish on Blue, but being a starter, I just think there's a lot that comes with that. And I don't think he's ever really been that guy. Even going back to college, Wolchuk, like you've mentioned that plenty. Like he's always been kind of the complement. And I think that's fine. Like you can have a great role as being the complement.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a huge jump to get to the starter role where it's like we actually trust you more than Javonte.
Dawson?
Yeah, I would say that is a very long shot at this point. I think Tony Pollard eventually got there around, what, year four, year five?
Right.
You know, so there's precedent set of a college backup who's more kind of a pass catcher than a between-the-tackles runner getting to that point. But considering how far behind the eight ball he was last year with how he practiced and how he was approaching the game, I think that would be too much for me to expect in year two.
Zach, I know I asked you the question.
Yes. No, So the way that you will lay it out,
yeah,
you kind of had me thinking differently on this.
Sure.
My initial reaction was no, because I think Javonte Williams is a very complete back, and I don't think that Jaden Blue is like the bell cow kind of player. But you have an interesting kind of way of viewing this.
I think that you're actually getting more out of
Williams
doing all the things of the catching, pass blocking, short yardage, tough runner.
Third down back.
And let Blue be the more explosive, hand him the ball, try and stay ahead of the chains, make some big plays. But I think that Blue is better in a starting role than he is as a third down role or backup role.
Mm.
And I think Williams probably will do everything you need him to do as the backup, but do it in a way where, like, the offense actually benefits from him being on the field on third down, handing him the ball, throwing him the ball, the blitz pickup stuff. His role might be that of that type of a guy,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the starter, where you could split time with Blue. You could take Blue off the field and put Williams on the field.
Right.
But
hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
But you get the benefit of having everything with Williams that he does that Blue can't do.
So you're going to go run play action on early downs and release Blue so he doesn't have to pass protect?
Yeah. I'm thinking of ways, like we saw Williams get wore down at the end.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think, what's the way I could keep him fresh, but do all the things I need him to do? He probably catches the ball just as good as Blue does. He surely is a better pass protector. And when you have to get dirty or tough yards, he's probably going to get that more often. So to me, I'm kind of like, play to the skill set of Blue, as I mentioned, of let him start, hand him the ball, let him average if he could get that 4.5, 4.8, 5 yards a carry kind of thing, and then use Williams in all the things that Blue can't do.
It's definitely an interesting thought.
Because Williams is just not explosive.
Right, sure. And especially like this team at times, it kind of alternated, but they were slow to start
it
games.
It needs a back like
this
that.
This can give you some juice to start games, and it didn't make me immediately think of your 2007 Cowboys offense where Julius Jones was technically your starter, but really Marion Barber was your standout running back on that squad.
I think it'd be an ideal thing to shoot for. for all the reasons that you mentioned, Brian. I think you laid that out well. After you give Javonte that contract, do you think the organization would be thinking?
No, they won't. No, they won't do that.
It would just have to happen.
Yeah,
and be so stark.
What if Blue is so good that you can't? I know Jerry Jones got mad at me one time because I said, "Do you feel like you wasted Pollard's career?" And he got mad at me for saying that to him. And I wonder if maybe if we start to see things with Blue, I wonder if it's going to be like, well, maybe he's better being the starter and then letting Williams handle all the really tough roles that you need because we know he can do that.
Well, hopefully Blue's as dynamic as Pollard was.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. And you get that great year of Pollard Zeke together where they combined for over 2,000 yards. That was awesome.
Sure. That's just a thought. All right. I got a couple minutes here. Okay, Chief, I'm going to ask you this question. I mean, it's hope or reality. I'm going to give you a couple players, okay? You tell me if it's hope or it's reality that this player is going to be the player we think he is.
Okay.
Is it hope or reality? Brevin Spanford, hope or reality?
I think it's reality as long as your expectations are set appropriately. This guy's not going to become one of the best tight ends in the NFL, but in terms of what his role is in being a dominant blocker and then being a guy who can give you something in the passing game, yeah, I'm very confident in that. I think that's reality.
How about you there, Dawson?
I like what Eric said as far as if you have your expectations in line, because I think he's one of these guys that can be a prototype type of tight end that we're looking for to punish these teams when they get into nickel. And I hope it's real. You know, what did he do in college? He had the 1 year with 497 yards with 42 catches. I think there's more to be harvested in the pass game from him as well.
Yeah.
How about you there?
Yeah, I think it's reality. I mean, I think that he's a guy that put in the work last year. You saw him be way more comfortable catching the football as a blocker. I think that's one of the areas that he's the best tight end you've got on the roster. So he probably is in a position to start to earn more and more playing time and maybe even put himself in a position of, like, are you going to usurp and be tight end one potentially down the road?
Can I ask you one more real quick? Deron Bland. Hope or reality?
I'm hope there. I'm just hoping. And the main hope comes from Christian Parker being able to figure out a way with his expertise in the back end to get something out of him. But the injuries and just the moments that you saw last year where it looked like a completely different player.
I think he was playing hurt last year. So I think from a health standpoint, it's reality. Mm-hmm. From a hoping he's ever all pro or something close to it again, that's hope.
Yeah,
and that might be cope.
How about you there, Will?
Yeah, it's hope. Unfortunately, I'm worried about the foot stuff.
Yeah, I think I am too.
And I'm hopeful that he can get back to it, but
it's gonna be fine.
We got to see
it's a bone.
I hope it is.
Yeah,
bones heal with time. You know,
size 14 feet for a defensive back.
Oof, it's big.
Yeah, a lot of torque on him.
A lot of torque.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I brought us Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here on The Fan. It's football fix time.
Let's do it. We got some Stafford advice. And who's your most interesting team for 2026? Plus a Sorsby update next in the G-Bug Nation.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.